5 years ago, I was in Egypt covering the revolution. Now, I'm in the United States in the midst of a hot election season. As a newcomer to this country, I was baffled and shocked by the campaign rhetoric of Donald Trump. Last December, I heard he was coming to Phoenix, Arizona. That's where I currently live. My typical journalist antennas were activated, and I felt I had to go there. I was curious to understand how his supporters think. As I arrived on the scene, the sound of a speaker carrying anti-Muslim propaganda began to kick in. The person manning the speaker was the notorious anti-Islam activist John Ritzheimer. Ritzheimer is known for organizing an armed rally outside a mosque in Phoenix.
Are you a supporter of Donald Trump?
I support his call to stop Islamic immigration for a while until we can figure things out.
That's discrimination based on religion, right?
Yeah. Sure. I just want more humanity to take place in this world.
So you believe in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights?
Yes.
Have you read it before?
No.
As I got in line to enter the venue for the rally, I began a conversation with an elderly couple. What they asked me as I introduced myself took me by surprise.
I'm an Egyptian journalist.
Wow.
Very good.
And I'm here to cover Trump's conference.
Are you Muslim?
I immediately recalled the specific incident that happened to an American photographer friend of mine in Cairo. While he was covering an Islamist demonstration in 2011, he was repeatedly asked about his faith. He was even invited to become a Muslim. I began to see ironic similarities between Trump supporters and the Muslim Brotherhood back in Egypt. Although both camps hailed from different cultural and religious backgrounds, their views of the world and of the other remain eerily the same. Both blame their problems on other countries or groups. Both want to return to some point in the past rather than embracing the future. And both have fundamental problems in accepting notions of human rights, democracy, and equality. Back in Phoenix, the rally I was attending was held in an airplane hangar. It wasn't that full, but Trump wanted to imply otherwise.
So we had three venues. The first one too small. The second one too small. The third one too small. We said, does anybody have an airplane hangar? This is what happened. This is amazing.
I decided to leave the rally shortly into his speech. You can't imagine how many political rallies I had attended before, and all of them almost led to nothing. It makes me cynical, but also optimistic. Even with the spectacle he's created, it's unlikely Donald Trump will be the president of the United States. Much like all the noise the Muslim Brotherhood made back in Egypt when they won the elections. Even then, they couldn't stay in power. At the end of the day, it's comforting to know that people can bring about change, and they can also hear clearly through such noise. Mohammed Abdel Fattah, RFI, Phoenix.